have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I don't wanna pretend, I don't wanna play games. Can't lie to myself, not one more day. Been trying to deal with some things that hard to talk about. I'm going through some changes and I'm having my doubts. Been there for everyone else, now I'm going through. Can't solve the problems tonight, just gonna have to get used to me not being around.
Praise God. Good evening, everybody. It is a wonderful Lord's Day. It's Thursday, and we are thankful Thank you for joining us on today. We give him all the prayer and all of the praise. God is worthy of it all, I tell you. He is worthy of it all. Dear friends, thank you for joining us today. A place of positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes. This is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. I want to give a shout-out to all the sister girls who are writing books, all the sister girls who are having positive programs, informing other sisters about all the things that we need to be concerned about. I just want to give a shout-out to all of the organizers. Yes, all of the facilitators, all of my podcast sisters everywhere, and my broadcast sisters everywhere. Praise God for all of you. All of you in ministry, ministry workers, praise the Lord. You know, there's so much out there that, you know, we've done a lot. Our churches are, you know, maybe not full, but they're coming along. But, you know, there's still work to do. Mm-hmm. The harvest is still waiting. It's waiting, waiting to be plucked and picked. It's waiting. It's waiting. So let's not forget. So, guys, thank you again on this beautiful day. We just thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here with you. Before we get started on today, let us pray. Father, we come to thank you. We bless your name. We honor you, God. We know that you are God and you're God all by yourself, Father. We thank you for your loving kindness, oh God, to reach down and touch us, to lift us up, oh God. We thank you. Thank you for your purification. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that you continue to give us the things that we need in our lives. And Lord, many of the things that we want, we give you praise for that. We ask right now that you bless this program, that you bless it, oh God, and that you bless our wonderful producer, Miss Kimmy Kim, that you bless the work of her hands. Oh, you know, Lord God, that she is a soldier on the battlefield, lifting up your name and edifying your people. So, God, I thank you right now for her. And I want to give a shout-out, God, a blessed prayer I'm sending up to you on their behalf for the family of Elation. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise today. It's in the name of Jesus we say amen, hallelujah, and thank God. So, dear friends, I'm glad to be with you, as I said before, because there's so many things, the directions, so many things going on. I love, love, love all the positive things that's happening. Sometimes that can be overwhelming, right? But what about the negative things? Oh, my God, it is certainly overwhelming. Too much is going on in the wrong direction where people are being hurt. People are being set back. Uh-huh. People are being troubled on every side. It's just a lot going on. But we know that God is able, right? He is. Pardon me. The weather's shifting and changing. I feel a little cool today, and it's got me sneezing, right? And my eyes started watering. Allergies just start kicking in. Craziness, huh? But I was saying, all the negative things that's going on is just a lot. We need to stay prayerful as well, right? We cannot let up. We have to stay prayerful for our communities, for our city, for our street, for our block. We've got to stay prayerful. We have to pray. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 reminds us that we must always pray. My name is Loretta Petit, by the way. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can. And every time I say this to you, I think about, let me check that email, because I get so many emails. Unfortunately, not many from the podcasters, podcast listeners, but I'd love to. So send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. So I know you can also hear my voice, but this weather's shifting. Suddenly, you know, my eyes are watering, I'm sneezing, my throat is sounding funny, but I feel great. There's nothing hurting at all. So, you know, I thank the Lord for the cool weather, because we had an extremely, oh my God, extremely hot summer. So we welcome this wonderful weather. We welcome it. Praise the Lord. Thank you. So I want to say that today is National Son Day. I want to give a shout out to my one and only, my son. I tell him that he has a big brother. And he said, what are you talking about? Mother, you're tripping. I said, I couldn't get a hold of your big brother, so I'm calling you. And I always clown around with him about the artist Nelly. I don't know a whole lot about it. I don't know. I just kind of, you know, chose him. So my daughter said, when you tell him that, he's going to be jealous. Well, I did finally tell him that Nelly's my son. And he said, what? Had like a little jealous sound in his voice right there. But anyway, I want to give a shout out to my one and only son, a.k.a. Sirius, Barry D. Love you to the moon and back, son. And to all of you that have boys, remember to celebrate them, honor them. This is National Sons Day, and you don't need National Sons Day to celebrate your sons, but don't let it pass you by and you don't celebrate your son on this day, right? Okay, so that's that. Let's look at service. Service, you know, it's a connotation with that word service. I've been teaching on connotation with the kids, and connotation is how something makes you feel. Certain things make you feel happy. Certain things make you feel sad. Some things, you know, just stay neutral about, you know. You talk about the sidewalk, oh, that's neutral. I have no feeling one way or another. The sidewalk, okay, I don't feel happy necessarily. I don't feel sad necessarily. It's just what? A sidewalk. But when you say something like peach cobbler, you're like, yeah, that gives me a happy feeling. But you like peach cobbler, right? It's a happy feeling. I'm trying to get inside my computer right now. But that's a happy feeling. And that's the connotation of that word. It makes you feel happy. So when we look at service, the word service, what you feel when you hear that? Do you feel happy about service? Do you feel sad, used? Do you feel unrewarding? You know, all those different things can come from the word service. But when we talk about in the service of the Lord, serving God, you know, it comes across a little bit differently. You say, yeah, I'll serve God. Well, you know, we serve God through serving others. So we have to also keep that in mind. We serve God through serving others. So when we say, again, I want to serve certain people, you may feel like, oh, well, I won't be able to serve that person. I just feel something. I can't serve that person. I am a lot realist and a lot practical. Okay, I'm practical and I'm a realist. Okay, very, very spiritual, but still those things, the elements in my makeup, my character, my characteristics. I'm a realist, and I am also extremely practical. So sometimes I maybe be a little bit too, T-O-O, too. I'm too practical, or maybe I'm too real about things. And sometimes it hinders. It hinders the things I want to do because my great aunt used to say, put on air. You have to put on air to do it. Put on air. So as a little girl, I often wondered, what does it mean, put on air? And I started hearing the context of how they use it. Then I realized put on airs means sometimes you got to put on a dramatic presentation, or sometimes you got to be what they may call a little phony, a little fake, you know, to really, I guess, make your point. Or to woo somebody in or pull them in, or I don't know. But I'm a little bit too practical to do all of that. And, you know, I love drama. I love, when I say drama, I mean stage drama. I don't mean life drama. Mm-mm, don't bring your drama. Stage your drama for your mama. That's what I said. Don't bring it to me. But watching stage drama, yes, I love that. I love that kind of thing. but I don't necessarily do dramatic presentations myself. So it could really spill over and hurt my preaching because, you know, people like to be entertained when you're preaching, man. They want to see, you know, they want to see a whole lot. It could spill over into other things that people may be looking for something big. And I may not be feeling something big that day. However, if I'm feeling something big that day, you're going to see something big because we're not Jesus. We're followers. We're disciples. We are reflectors of his true light. Jesus is the only one who really stays the same. When people say, oh, I'm the same way all the time. No, you're not. No, you're not, because we have a whole lot going on. We're mind, we're body, and we're spirit. We're not just spirit. We're mind, we're body, and we're spirit. So sometimes mind is going to be on overdrive. So much so many of you can't sleep at night. Y'all know what that means. Your mind is on overdrive. It just won't shut off. I learned how to fix mine where I could go to sleep like a baby. Praise the Lord for that blessing. I can't take credit for it, but the Lord helped me to see my way through that. Sometimes your body just takes over. You have all these emotions and all these feelings. And, you know, sometimes somebody can say one thing to you and you go into tears because you've been feeling some kind of way in your body. You've been feeling some kind of way in your emotions even. Sometimes somebody can say something to you and you're ready to fight. You putting on boxing gloves. My goodness. And God forbid, those of you who want to cuss them out from A to Z. And sometimes your body, your physical body really just hurts and, you know, and you're overcome with pain. You've got to go through a lot. But we're mind, body, and spirit. So you're not always the same. Sometimes you're very talkative. Sometimes you're more quiet. Sometimes you're more joyful. Sometimes you're more melancholy or sullen. So we're not always the same. So I just wanted to, you know, to put that out there so we can just stop saying that. But the one is always the same, yesterday, today, and forever, that's our Father God, Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and forever. We can count on him always being the same. Now, let's get over to service. I talked about being in service. So my practical side says I'm going to serve the action of helping or doing work for someone. You want me to serve you? I'm humble enough to serve you, but you have to also understand I can't be, like, totally committed to serving you when my life is so full. I can't be totally committed to be there to every beck and call because the Lord has given me things I've got to do. However, I love to be of service because I'm a helper. I will help you as much as I can. I will do whatever I can do. I learn a lot so I can share a lot. If I'm going to the store, I'm going to ask you, do you need anything? If I'm able, I will ask you, you need me to cook you something? You need me to, you know, fix something up for you? I'm willing to help, but if I can't, you know, be there with you all the time when you're busy, I think you shouldn't look down on me or say, you know, you don't know how to serve. You don't know how to serve, because that couldn't be farther from the truth. It's just simply that God has also entrusted me with a whole lot. Now, that comes a day and a time when you may not have a full plate. You may not have a lot of things to do. And, yes, you can serve. You have a heart to serve, but you don't have the space and time to serve. You can't serve, you know, all the time. You can serve in that window when everything lines up. And unfortunately, many leaders don't understand that. They figure that, okay, you got to serve every time I call you. You got to be on call every time I call you. Only if you're paying me. If you're paying me, I'll be on call every time you call me, because that way I'll know that I can pay my rent. I know I can pay my bills. Ever, if I can't serve you because I have to go to work, then you have to understand that. I have to work because I got to pay my bill, got to pay my mortgage, got to pay my car insurance, whatever, you got to understand that. So I'm putting that out there because leaders sometimes give service, you know, a bad look, a bad name, because you don't understand or you don't try to understand that the people who love you and want to serve you cannot always be there for you. They want to, but they just can't. Not to mention if the women have a husband that they got to be, of course, there in service to. Or if the men have a wife that they've got to be there in service to. And if you're a single parent and you have children, you can't always show up to be a service to leaders when you have to take care of the little ones that God has entrusted to you, right? So it's a beautiful thing to have a heart of service. Your heart of service, yes, I want to be a part. I want to serve. I want to be on the team. You know, I want to be able to help you to be the best you. When I worked in corporate America, actually, I was in, I was working in municipal government. That's what I was doing. I had left the corporate job some years ago, and I went into municipal government, and I had those that I served. Even though I got paid for that service, I did so much more than I was paid for because I have a heart of service, and I wanted to always make the person that I served look good. I mean, they needed to look good on paper. They needed to look good when I spoke with people on their behalf. They just needed to look good because I felt like if I'm behind them and they're already doing a great job, I've got to push them into greater. So that's what I did. I mean, I stayed later. I made sure things were set up for the next morning. So when she walked in, because interestingly enough, all my supervisors were women. That is so funny. So when she walked in place, whether I was there when she got there or not, everything was lined up for her. When she left for the day, I made sure I went over everything to make sure that she had closed out everything and there was nothing that was lacking. I went over the calendar to make sure that I could tell her tomorrow the things that were coming up. And sometimes I type it up on the sheet and say, these things are coming up within a five-day period. You know, I did over and above. She never asked me to do that. She would never ask me. I said, I'll go get your stuff from the cleaning. Sure, I'll go pick it up. Oh, no, I'll get it. No, you got all that to do. You have this, 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 and this. Give me the keys. I'll go get it. That wasn't a part of my job description. You know, maybe there were times when I went and made coffee, you know, or whatever. Went out to get a drink I mean a drink like a soda or something to go with a lunch or whatever. That wasn't a part of my job description, but I would do those things because I had a heart. I have a heart of service. So when people can't, it doesn't mean they don't want to. Many times it means that they have all these other irons in the fire. And they just really can't do a wholehearted job, so they don't want to do a half-behind job, as people say. They don't want to do that. They want to be able to give you their best. So hats off to service and service in the Lord, in the service of the Lord, meaning you're active in ministry in some form, fashion, or style. Well, elder, do I need to be a minister, a licensed? Mm-mm. Do I need to be a deaconess licensed or ordained? Mm-mm. Do I need to be an usher? Mm-mm. Do I need to be this, that, it? Mm-mm. All you have to do is be on the battlefield for the Lord. Pray. Ask God guidance on who to talk to. Word yourself up. Engird yourself up to know how to talk to people and tell them about the goodness of the Lord. You never know. In doing so, you may be able to be a fisher of men. God will create that for all of us, but we've got to word ourselves up, and we've got to gird ourselves up. And when we do that, God will put that power in our mouth. He said, open your mouth. He's going to fill it. And, of course, he's going to bring back all those things you studied to your remembrance. Service is a beautiful thing. We can serve in so many facets, so many ways. I used to serve my pastor in the church. I did whatever I could do to try and make things easy for her, to make things happy for her, and things of that nature. So heart of service, I've got it. And I pray you do too, because it is rewarding. not only was she able to be a blessing to my life, but I know God was pleased because I was doing things, making things easy for her so she can do the things she needed to do. And so, you know, with the heart of service, God will give you that, and he will bless you in the process. Because sometimes you're looking for a tangible blessing. Oh, Ken, what are they going to do for me? You know, I'm just as talented, or I'm just as anointed, I'm just as called, I'm just as chosen as they are. Nobody said you weren't. Nobody said you weren't. But when you talk about service, now I'm putting me on a side burner. I'm putting me on a sideline. Let me help somebody else to do a greater work. Let me help somebody else to be seen in a better light. Let me help somebody else who may be just overwhelmed, and I can make things a little easier by going through some of these things for them, going through some of these things for them. So service is truly a blessing, and I know that God is pleased. So before I get ready to go, this is what Bishop T.D. Jakes said about service in his book called Disruptive Thinking, his new book. I want to say his latest book, but I saw him in I think it was July. Child, they write books so fast now. I don't know. He may have another one on the market, but this is the last one in July that he was talking about when I saw him in Maryland. He said, if you really want to be, you know, a good servant, if you really want to be a good servant, he said, it's about giving your time and attention. Those are the modern corollaries of foot washing. A foot washing, you know, in the Bible, the Lord showed us humility by washing the feet of his disciples. And Peter did not understand. He wasn't trying to be ugly. He just said, it was Peter. He said, Lord, you're not going to wash my feet. And he said, well, if I can't wash your feet, you're none of mine. So he wanted to be in that number. He wanted to be included. So, yes, wash my feet. But here's the thing. In today's time, when we want to, of course, be a servant, helping somebody. He said, I'm serving, but I'm not a servant. Well, yeah, you are a servant because servants serve. All right, but you're not a slave. You're not a slave. I know the Bible talks about slaves, but I think in a different sense, a different context. You're not a slave. That means whenever you want to. You know, hey, I serve. Coming to a close. That's my allergies kicking in. Sorry, guys. You can say, I've served. It's coming to a close. So I'm going to just let you know up ahead of time, give you time to get somebody else. Slave couldn't do that. A slave couldn't say, okay, I've served now. Master, I've served you for 5 years. I got to go now. Couldn't do that. So you're not a slave. You're just somebody who's saying, I'm going to exalt my brother higher than me, or I'm going to exalt my sister higher than me. And when you do that and you humble yourself, great things come through humility, great things. But may we not do it for the great things that comes through humility. May we do it because we just really want to see someone else win. We just want to see someone else do their best. We just want to be a part of them being victorious, of them being successful. So service. This is what Bishop Jake said. He said, are you willing to lay aside these five things to serve? Time. Time is such a precious commodity. Putting it aside speaks volumes about you. He said, put aside your title. This means coming in the form of a servant, not a master. Dropping your PhD and serving beans and potato salad with the rest of us. Not hiding behind your massive accomplishments, your Oscar, your own version of an Oscar, whatever you're extremely proud of. Can you risk laying that aside? He said, there are other things to be an excellent servant. He said, your talent, lay that aside. Okay, you might be able to run the whole agency, but are you willing to mentor? Expose people to creative influence. Give your talent away in the dreams and aspirations of more than self-aggrandizement. He said, put aside your treasure. Yes, this one is about money. No investment means no return. It's going to cost something to do anything truly impactful. And then he said, to put aside your temperament. Are you willing to risk managing your emotions differently to make yourself available for people who don't normally fit that profile, the profile of the people that you like to be around? Possessing the emotional maturity to manage moods, opinions, and preferences of personality. Types for the greater good is essential. Let's read that again. So possessing the emotional maturity to manage moods, opinions, and preferences of personality types for the greater good is essential. People who don't can't grow with you. So the temperament that we need to survive in the hood is not the temperament that we need to survive in a workplace. You got to understand your surroundings. You got to know how you fit in. You got to know these things. And that comes with awareness. Prayer will give you a sense of awareness, a sharper sense of awareness, that spirit of discernment. Yes, yes. And you have to put aside in order for you to serve where you can. Cut the time where you can. Like you cut the budget where you can. Cut the time where you can. And make sure you communicate up ahead. I do have this, 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 and this that I do. So I won't be able to be there for you on this time of the season or of the month. But have a heart of a servant. And God could really use you. Because if God could use anybody, you should be able to say, God, you could use me. I pray today you have been helped, that you've been blessed. Don't forget this is National Sunday. Celebrate, recognize your child, your son, and celebrate him in some way. I love you all with the love of the Lord. Don't forget to reach out to me in your email, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Let's chat, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. This has been the place of positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes. It has been the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. We're going into the month of pink. So next time I talk to you, it'll be October. Love you guys. Take care. Bye now.
If I burned a bridge, that's not what I meant to do. If I broke some hearts, I didn't mean that too. I believe the men and know someday I have to come to terms with. I don't know who I am anymore. I'm done. to the end.